Good Thursday morning and happy final day of August. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the American Bankers Association.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Breaking at 5:28 this morning, a chemical plant has exploded outside of Houston. Arkema, a French company, said its plant in Crosby, Texas, that was damaged by Hurricane Harvey, has exploded after a major flood knocked out power. This story will be rapidly developing.
We've got an interested spotted at the top of today's playbook. Gary Cohn was seen with two other gentlemen and a bottle of red sitting outside at Fiola Mare just hours after the president failed to mention him in his tax reform speech. Susan Rice was at a table nearby. Last night, GOP leadership held a call on Harvey aid, which is expected to come in the next month. Here's some behind-the-scenes details. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy organized the call. One Republican on the call told us afterwards that the price tag might exceed Katrina funding. Others on the call included House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, who was shot 2.5 months ago, OMB Director Mick Mulvaney, officials from FEMA and DHS, members of the Texas delegation, and House Appropriations Chairman Rodney Frelinghuysen. Whatever Congress spends might impact the timeframe with which Congress needs to lift the debt ceiling, multiple people on the call told us.
The big takeaway from the call was that something needs to get done in September. Hill Republican leaders still want to marry a government funding bill, Harvey aid, and the debt limit. We'll see if that's possible. Harvey aid is likely to come in several installments. Meanwhile, the New York Times has a story on the next battle on Capitol Hill. Robert Pair reports that the Trump administration wants to stabilize healthcare markets, but won't say how. We keep hearing about the prospect of some sort of fall healthcare deal. No one knows what would be in a package like that. But Republicans, when they're being honest, say they want to continue CSR payments to stabilize Obamacare markets, but need some serious reforms to the law to get it done. The politics of taking up a healthcare bill after failing to repeal and replace the law is tricky, to say the least.
Also happening in Texas, the AP reports that a federal judge blocked Texas's tough sanctuary cities law that would have let police officers ask people during routine stops whether they are in the U.S. legally and threatened sheriffs with jail time for not cooperating with federal immigration officials. Politico's Brian Fowler has the big picture take after Trump's tax reform speech in Missouri. Fowler writes that Trump's tax plan hardly matches his populist rhetoric, revealing that the plan he sold Wednesday as a boon to the average worker actually focused on taxes paid by America's largest corporations.
There's more disagreement between Trump and his top advisors. After Trump tweeted that talking to North Korea is not the answer, Reuters reports that Defense Secretary Jim Mattis openly disagreed with him, saying we are never out of diplomatic solutions. This is just the latest incident of Mattis differing with Trump. He recently broke with Trump on the implementation of his transgender ban. There are a slew of Russia stories this morning. The FT scooped that a Russian lobbyist and former Soviet Army officer who met with senior Trump campaign aides has given evidence to a grand jury investigation. The New York Times has a piece about Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen providing a point-by-point rebuttal to Congress of a dossier alleging that Trump has deep ties to Russia.
Josh Dossie scoops that Robert Mueller has teamed up with New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman in the Manafort probe. Dossie writes that the two teams have shared evidence and talked frequently in recent weeks about a potential case. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.